where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have Coach Dan John on talking about his new DVD, Intervention. And it has nothing to do with your overconsumption of alcohol, I can promise you that. And then later in the show, we have Jill Escher and Pam Colleen. They are on a crusade to make November National Sugar Awareness Month, and we're going to try our best to help them. So let's get started right away. He's been on the show before. I love the way he writes, and he always has something great to teach us. Coach Dan John, how you doing, Dan?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, we've been plagued with nothing but technical difficulties here at the studio. I don't know if it's the storm that's hit other areas around us. We were supposed to have Coach Dan on yesterday, but because of technical issues, we had to preempt the first hour of the show. But here we are to talk about this new DVD. First of all, why the name Intervention for this DVD? It doesn't sound like something that you would call a DVD about training.
Well, the idea is this. Well, if you came to me in the seventh grade, I would walk you through a wonderful process. I'd teach you all the Olympic lifts. I'd teach you all the power lifts. I'd teach you how to farm a walk. Heck, I'd probably teach you how to do the Highland Games, strongman competitions, expose you to about maybe 20 or 30 different sports. We might be able to find one that you're good at. We would teach you about nutrition, make sure your mom makes you good breakfast, teach you about snacks. Okay, good, right? And then by the time you were a senior in high school or even in college, I'd probably keep working with you. Then you're 27 years old one day, we'd move you into, you know, start looking at some other different training. How often does that exactly happen? It does. But most people come to me 31 and they're kind of beat up and they've done some stupid things in training for most of their life and they say, Dan, will you help me? And I look at them like, and so this was where it came from. I was sitting there on the phone, and my interns and my assistant coaches would go, okay, finally, how do you do that? I go, what? Every time someone calls, you go, you ask a few questions, and then you say, and then you give them advice that's totally different, totally unique every time. And I'd look at them, and it's like my brain was going, it's so obvious, but it wasn't. And so... What I did was reverse engineer the way my brain was working in these quick conversations. And there you go. And that became intervention.
Right.
What happens usually is that, you know, if someone wants to lose a few pounds of body fat, which is a very common goal, believe it or not, many trainers will put them on this thing they think they read in a men's health article that was written by a guy who knew a guy who was a Navy SEAL, and this is what they think they should do. So you got this poor lady who wants this 10 pounds of body fat, you know, jumping off of buildings with, you know, ropes tied around her back, chains, because, you know, of course, that's the way you correctly train.
Right.
Someone wants those 10. So this is the insanity, really, of what's going on in our market right now. And what happens is we have this wonderful tool called strength training. And this wonderful tool can be adapted and used for anybody, anytime. When in doubt, and I mean this from the heart, if you just got them stronger, most people get their goals.
Right.
Just a little stronger. And, okay, here's my giveaway. I'm about to kill myself. I'm about to give all your listeners a $1 million hint. I've been told by many women who are just really smoking hot that as they got stronger and stronger, they had more and more wiggle room. For example, if you got a woman, and this is Josh Hillis's point,
right.
You got a woman who can do 3 pull-ups and say squat 135 for 5, she can go party with me on Friday night. She can have some wings and drink some beer and laugh.
Right.
Because on Friday, the load that she's getting hit with, on Monday in the weight room, the load she's going to get hit with is going to have this huge smack to her body, and the body's going to have to recover hard. If, however, Edna, you know, uses the pink dumbbells and only does, you know, 2-pound curls, she has zero wiggle room. Every ounce of food that goes into her body, it won't be challenged on a workout Monday. So that was a long talk and a lot of information, but that's the point of intervention. How can I come into you later in your life and help you kind of fix the things you forgot to fix early?
Well, but isn't it the first step, obviously, is being able to determine what needs to be fixed, and that takes a critical eye. I have a feeling that most people out there today who are training other people, whether it be for competitive lifts like Olympic lifting and powerlifting, or just training them in the gym to give them the opportunity to learn how to resistance train for health benefits, I see it every single day. I see lots of trainers out there who potentially can hurt their clients because they don't. It's like, remember, Dan, remember when you were a kid and everybody did this in school? You played telephone. You had a line of children, and the teacher would purposely give you a statement that some of the words phonetically could sound like other things. And it could be, every Thanksgiving we eat turkey. And by the time it comes out the other end, every time I thank somebody, they call me a Nerf ball. It's like, it's a totally different thing. Isn't that what actually happens when somebody goes and becomes certified by some governing body to be a trainer? Don't they kind of take things and interpret and change it, and then boom, it's something else?
Well, yeah, and that's why I came up with this, what I call the toolkit. I mean, that's not a very fancy name, but the first thing, and this is what my new book, Easy Strength, is about with Pavel, is, you know, what quadrant are you in? And I'll just real quick, but a collision sport athlete, like a football player, is what I call quadrant 2. Most people are what I call quadrant 3, where really your goal, what the sport you're doing, this is a sport thing, the sport you're doing and weight training are in a yin-yang relationship. For someone in fat loss, the yin would be things like diet, drink water, those kinds of simple things. And, of course, the yang would be, you know, get in the weight room, get a little stronger. The problem is, and you're exactly right, the problem is most people go to a workshop, find out about it, they take 1 hour. They have 1 hour how to do the Olympic lift, and then they start teaching their clients how to Olympic lift, which always cracks me up. Because, you know, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, you're right. I mean, for fat loss, you want a client to do fat loss, have them talk about their food, you know, what they eat for the week, what are they going to eat the next week, and then have them do swings, because swings are an outstanding way, very inefficient way to move, and it will quickly get them their fat loss goals. You're exactly right.
You're talking about kettlebell swings now, right?
Kettlebell swings, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because they're so inefficient.
Right.
You know, you work really, really hard and you go nowhere. The key to fat loss is being as inefficient as you can. Obese people should
A really interesting concept. I never thought about that.
Oh, absolutely. Obese people are just more efficient than you are. You know, they should be credited. Instead of being scorned, they should be given, my God, you're so efficient. Because to become obese, you have to become more efficient. The reason Leonard Swartz's heavy hands work so well, and it really does, is still that no one's yet proved to me a better way for people to, you know, maintain and lose body fat than heavy hands. You take
I'm not familiar with heavy hands. What is it?
Oh, okay. Late Dr. Leonard Swartz came with this idea where you take like maybe 2 5-pound dumbbells for someone like yourself, and then you go for a walk, and instead of farmer walking them, you kind of pump and swing your arms as high as you can. It's an extremely inefficient way of getting around. It's, in fact, it's so inefficient, it burns body fat.
I never heard of that. I've never heard of that. That's amazing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, look up Heavy Hands. You'll get a lot of 80s references. And that's what killed it in a way. Everyone thought, I tell you what kills all efficient fat loss programs is, A, they work. And they usually work at such a simple way that it's unmarketable.
People go, oh, come on. That's it? What? Listen, yeah, okay. Dan, hold your thought. You were going to give us another example, right?
Oh, I have a whole bunch of things.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. But before we do that, let's tell people where they can get the new Intervention DVD.
Oh, at DaveDraper.com or at my site, DanJohn.net.
DanJohn.net or DaveDraper.com. You can get the new Intervention DVD by Coach Dan John. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on all orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey! Hey! Now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Dan John about his new DVD, Intervention, Course Corrections for the Athlete and Trainer. You know, it seems to me that the trainers really need this DVD, Dan, just because of some of the things we're talking about here. It amazes me, first of all, the number of people, Dan, and then I want you to give more examples of these inefficient things that work, but it amazes me every day the number of people who just decide that because they have been able to produce some results for themselves, or maybe even entered into a competition or two and placed somewhere in a, like a local competition, that they are then able to start to teach other people and train other people and tell other people how to eat and so on and so forth. And it's startling to me because, and I actually talked about this on a show recently. I said, you know, I was to the dentist recently. I have teeth. I should be able to write a book about dentistry, don't you think?
That's an excellent example. Really, it's excellent. Right. Especially if you had no cavities.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah, right, because don't you want to be like me? You know, exactly.
Well, you know, I was at dinner about a week ago with a guy who in the early 90s was on the cover of almost every muscle magazine. And, you know, he's very bright because he listens to me. Actually, I think that's funny I said that. That was my thought process. He's really bright because he listens to me.
That's funny. But can you don't feel like mentioning his name, I take it?
No. Okay. Because there's a lot to his story.
Okay.
And but one of the things that's exactly one of the principles we're talking about is, like, he goes, you know, it's funny. I mean, I have this knowledge that for one thing, without anabolics, he can't really teach people to do what he did. Without a tanning bed, without spray-on tan, so much of what he knows is specific to Saturday night at 7:30 on a dais in an auditorium under this kind of lighting. He goes, but that's not, you can't, the knowledge I have isn't day-to-day, week-to-week, hour-to-hour.
Right.
You know? And I just came away with this wonderful insight about, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, for example, I mean, if you go to Shaquille O'Neal's basketball camp, you know, he's going to tell you, well, start off by being 7'4" and weigh 300 pounds. And, you know, a lot of us don't have that skill set, you know, and I actually mean what I'm saying. And so what happens is in the fitness industry, you know, we have almost an 80% turnover a year. Almost 80% of personal trainers quit in a year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Stunning.
And, well, you know, I have a feeling I know why.
Oh, well, I know why too.
Because they all expect that because there's 8 hours in a day and they plan on making $60 an hour, that they're going to be earning somewhere close to $500 a day. And they're going to fill their card and they're going to be busy all week long and they're going to end up making, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. And then when they find out that some of those hours have to be used commuting and some of those hours have to be used marketing yourself and some of those, and then they find out, well, wait a minute, I'm only training people 3 hours a day. I could work at McDonald's and make this kind of money.
If that, yeah, well, that's part of it. That's certainly part of it. Wait, I was going at the point on that 80% personal trainer. Oh well, it was really an important.
Okay. Well, you wanted to give us some more examples of these inefficient steps that people can take that don't become popular because they're so simple that people go, "That's it. That's all I have to do."
Oh, okay. Actually, here's you make a better point. There's no market for the two probably best things people can do for fat loss. Number one is sleep. We all know that people who are sleep deprived are more obese. Actually, I would argue it's the reason you become more obese when you don't sleep is because it cuts into your willpower. You just don't have enough. If you're tired all the time, you are not going to be making good proactive choices about nutrition.
Yeah.
You're going to be scrambling for carbs. You're going to be trying to just stay ahead of the wave. When you go to here in California, when you go to Starbucks, the state says you have to put how many calories are in food items.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody pays attention to that.
I tell you one thing. I asked the lady, the manager, and she said people were stunned the first week to see that the smallest item had 260 calories, and that some of these things were 470. I mean, 470 calories.
Yeah, I know.
For something you're just going to pop in your mouth. How many eggs is that? What is that? 9, 10 eggs?
Really? Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, what? Well, not 9 or 10, probably 8 eggs. And then the second thing is also free. When you really get into dieting, everyone tells you to drink water. I mean, how much money am I going to make by giving a workshop that says, get more sleep and drink water. I mean, I'm not going to really make a lot of money.
Not unless unless you're selling bottles of water and melatonin tablets.
And then of course for fat loss is becoming as inefficient as you can at exercise. And that's why, you know, you'll notice now that people have fallen in love again with circuit training. Now, circuit training has been around for generations. Bob Guida, the Mr. America, who did peripheral heart action, PHA, in the 60s, people were doing PHA for everything. Olympic lifting, I had an article on Olympic lifting. We ran from exercise to exercise to exercise to exercise to exercise. And of course, universal machines built themselves on that concept.
Right, a circuit, right.
Yeah, so the idea behind doing circuit training is none of the reps are very heavy, none of the reps are very good. It's a very inefficient way to train strength, but it seems to be a pretty good way to lose body fat. That's why heavy hands was so good. It's a terribly stupid way for a human to walk up a hill, but it's a very efficient way for a human to lose body fat. The kettlebell swing is a very dumb way to spend an hour of time. You go absolutely nowhere. You work as hard as you physically can, and you don't move forward or backward one inch. But you do it really, really hard, and you get very tired, and your heart rate goes up.
Right.
So the more inefficient an exercise is, the more likely it is to be a good fat burn. Here's my point on that. Remember Jaworski had that famous study of 1,000 aerobic dancers in New York City, and he found out of the 1,000, not one, zero for 1,000 had achieved their fat loss and their body composition goals through aerobic dance. The problem with aerobic dance is if I went there the first day, I would burn body fat.
Right.
Because I'd be so, when she says step ball change, I would be doing three times the amount of work as someone who knew what the hell that meant.
Right.
So, you know, you say step ball change, you know, I look around, I do 10 extra movements, and you're already waiting for the next thing.
Right.
So what happens with aerobic dance is people become too good at it. The same will be true, I'm sure, about Zumba. You know, I have no idea what Zumba is. but my point is, when I see the commercials on TV, I think, yeah, it's going to work for a while until you get good at it. And so what you're looking for, the wave on fat loss, is you want to be crappy at whatever you're doing for as long as you can. A lousy swimmer will find that swimming is a fat loss exercise. If you have bad bicycling technique, you will find bicycling is a fat loss exercise. You know, those guys who have the tight pants and the tight shirts who ride around my neighborhood all the time, when they first took it up as fat loss, they probably got a lot of, but after a while, you become too efficient on the bicycle.
Right.
And, you know, for me, I'm always in the wrong gear. I'm always taking the wrong path. I'm fighting against the bicycle, and I'm burning body fat. So that's kind of my insight on body fat. But,
let me ask you a question, Dan, because this raises a really good point, and I'd love to hear you weigh in on it. I have this theory that, at least for me, physiologically and metabolically, everything is effective for about 2 weeks at a time for me. This includes drug use. I mean, anabolic steroid use. We know that, and I know this is not your area of forte, but I'm just throwing this out there for the people who are listening. You know, Bill Roberts, who was one of the early gurus about the steroid use, said, you know, if you do things in 2 week cycles, it doesn't have the damaging effect on the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis. You don't shut down as hard. So do everything for a week and a half or so, 2 weeks maximum, and then get off and then stay off for a few weeks and then go back on, and you never have to do PCT, blah, blah, blah. And I started thinking about these 2 week intervals, and I find that even myself, I noticed that when I change my training style, regardless of what it is, it takes me about 2 weeks for my body to become acclimated to it, and then I don't elicit the same amount of soreness. I don't feel like I'm making the same amount of progress. Do you think that acclimation window is different for everyone? And is there a good way to tell so that you can dial into it and keep changing?
Well, I think two is a little short. I've always said six, but that's only because it takes you about 2 weeks to become efficient. And then you would for 2 weeks, you could play around with reps and sets. And then for 2 weeks, you could increase load. But then after that, you're right. So remember, you're always going to, what happens in the, and guys like me are the problem. I'm sorry. I apologize. But movement trumps everything else first. So movement is the most important thing. So if you must learn to master the movement, then you should worry about reps and sets. And I write about a lot on this a lot. Too much probably, okay? Reps and sets come second. Third would be load. Like when people ask me, well, Dan, you said X here and Y there. And almost always I kind of do that, you know, golden retriever head tilt.
Right.
And because I don't understand. Oh, wait a sec. I was talking about three sets of 20 here, and I was talking about a 600-pound deadlift there. Those aren't the same. The reps, the load is miles. You know. Ah, okay. And what happens is I realize that they were still stuck in one. They didn't go through the three steps with me. Movement, the correct number of repetitions for movement, and then loading, proper loading, okay?
Right.
And that's the order you always need to go through. So actually, what you say is actually not a big deal. This isn't a bad way to go through life.
Well, you know what? I love what you just said. It's kind of it resembles Herman Cain's 999 tax program. You have a 222. It takes 2 weeks for you to become acclimated and you become more efficient. So then you have another 2 weeks to change sets and reps, and another 2 weeks to change loads, and you squeeze every single drop out of it. I like this 6 week interval thing. Actually, I think you're really on to something here.
Well,
I love it.
Just one more. One more gift I give the community.
There you go.
But I think we're both. See, the funny thing is, I think we both said the same thing. But I just, you know, of course, and I spend all my time trying to think about, you know, the clarity. The lack of clarity in our industry has really helped me.
Yeah.
Because I actually think about these things. You know, my degrees aren't in exercise or anything like that. My degrees are in history and theology.
Right.
So I come from a place where system trumps everything else. In history, it's cause and effect. In theology, it's system. It's systematic.
It's
theology literally is geometry. If you don't understand geometry, you'll never understand theology. And I've constantly looked at the weight, the strength industry, the fitness industry, and gone, you know, we have forgotten and this is a point I make all the time to people, what are our givens? You know, what are our givens in this industry? You know, when you want to say A squared plus B squared equals C squared, one of the first things, you know, it says given, triangle ABC is a right triangle.
Right.
Because if it's not a right triangle, A squared plus B, so that's a given. Our industry doesn't have givens. After all the years that fitness has been around, you know, we've forgotten what our givens are, and I still think there are. I think we've thrown out a lot of the great stuff, like restorative work. You know, the idea that part of our training should be to discover how the body moves and how to make it move more efficiently. I think we've thrown that out of the industry.
Yeah.
I think we've. It is nice to see, like with FMS and some other things, that it's really come storming back. It's kind of nice to even see a thing like Indian clubs making a comeback,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, a lot of people look at it and go, that's pretty goofy. My point is, it's not goofy. It's a way to remind, you're going to see gyms, I hope, and it's starting to happen. You've seen the kettlebells have come back. Medicine balls have come back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see something like the pommel horse come back. You know, just a way to play with the human body. My gym's always had tumbling mats on them.
Mm.
So we've kind of thrown that out. So your point is, I think the point I'm trying to make, and I think you agree with me, is we've thrown out this basic stuff in our industry. What are the givens? Well, and point one, we've forgotten that the person needs a week or two to acclimate to the simple movement you're asking them to
right,
do.
Right, right.
But you know what? Wanda comes in, you've put her on the machine, and the very first day she's ever done the leg press machine, you do, that's your max. That's not your max. Yet Wanda's afraid to ever go heavier on the leg press because, by God, on day one, 9 years ago, my max was the letter M.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when you think about it, or E, I should say, or F or C.
Hey, Dan, we have to take a quick commercial break. I want to go ahead and plug the DVD again. It's called Dan John's Intervention, Course Corrections for the Athlete and Trainer. You can get it by going to DaveDraper.com or DanJohn.net, correct?
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Home of technical difficulties the past couple days. I'll tell you something. If I didn't know any better, I think that the technology gods are mad at me. We'll get this stuff solved. We don't have a live stream right now, unfortunately, for whatever reason. We have technicians working on the problem. Minutes before the show, we didn't even have phone lines. And there's no snow on the ground here, Dan, so there's no excuse.
Well, it's a beautiful day here, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here, too, as well. And maybe what I'm going to do is, after the show's over, I'm going to go out and find myself a little gin mill and start drinking this afternoon because I'm pretty frustrated. There you go. Okay. I'll be doing the one-arm preacher curl from the bar. There you go.
That's right.
Anyway, so this DVD, really, when I look at it, I know it's for people like me, trainees. You know, I always get... When I use the word trainer, I always think that it's confusing to the average person when I say, hey, this is a great DVD for the trainer, because most people think that a trainer is someone who trains other people. But the trainee...
Most people train themselves, yeah.
Right. And so for the lack of clarifications, I really feel that this is not only important for the trainee, but I think this DVD is really critical for the trainer. I think that if you're a personal trainer, or maybe you're not a personal trainer, but maybe you're somebody who people come to because you have a physique that people look at and go, wow, that's admirable. I'd like to look like him. I wonder if he or she can teach me what they know before you pass on some things that could hurt somebody, or maybe they work for you, but they're not going to work for everybody else. You really need to educate yourself before you give any advice. I don't give advice for that reason, because I'm an idiot. I barely get the things done I need to get done. But this is a great DVD, in my opinion, for the trainer, somebody who is being asked the questions. There's even PDFs in here and transcripts, yeah, of lectures. I mean, this is a fantastic value for anybody out there, whether you are training yourself, as Dan points out, or you're giving advice to other people. It's even more critical. Look, if you train yourself and you hurt yourself, but if you're helping other people and they hurt themselves, now you're in trouble.
Yeah, I think so.
So how much is the DVD, Dan?
You know, I think is it 120 something? And again, but the other thing is, Larry has a whole bunch of price options on the site. You can order one part of it. You can order two. Here was my thought on it. I charge so much for this workshop because this is my life's work. You're seeing my life's work.
Right.
And my thought, and Marie agreed, is like, if we undervalue this DVD, people won't take it seriously. And I thought, oh, that's a great point. I mean, because, you know, if you know my body of work, you'll know that I give away, literally, if you go to my website and you start printing everything I write, I have been told it's two reams of paper.
Right.
And then of course I have a free book on weightlifting, a free book on discus throwing, a free book on parenting, so to speak, all on my web. And I give away, but this thing was like, it was too close to the vest to just give it away, you know, to make it a 29. No one would have bought. At $29.95, you wouldn't have popped it in the DVD.
Well, but you know what? And you just pointed something out, really. You are a much sought after coach. You have a long and provable history of success, both with yourself and your athletes. And what you're basically doing with this DVD is giving up the goods. You're saying, look, these are the things that separate me from you. I'm going to teach them to you. So there's got to be a little flesh in the game for the person who wants to learn those things. They've got to pay a little something for it.
I like what you say. I'll tell you one thing. This is an interesting thing. There are some people who do professional sport. They play on Sundays this time of year. Their coaches are using this program quite, let's say many teams that you might see on Sunday. Their strength coaches perhaps have watched the DVD, have emailed me back and said this is absolute gems for them, because they get it. They see it. Basically, it's this. I mean, first off, what's your goal? How old are you? How good are you with these kind of, you know, these movements? If you've never done a specific movement, I tell you, magically, I say, you need to do that movement. You know, and it's classically, people never squat it, and I tell them, well, for God's sake, do the goblet squat. I've had people, this goblet squat just cracks me up. I invented it years ago because I was having a hard time teaching adolescents how to squat in big groups. One-on-one, with one kid, I could teach it with about 800 words and about 20 repetitions. But with like 65 kids at once, I couldn't teach it. So I came up with this goblet squat just to teach squats to big groups. I don't talk as much anymore, and it's a much more efficient movement. But, you know, I mean, that's like I told you, I think, before about this NFL player. I have him doing the 24K kettlebell, which is 53 pounds, and he feels that the goblet squat added, with 53 pounds, added 3 years to his career.
Really?
So that's grandchildren affecting money. That is money that will impact his grandchildren's education. Because he wasn't squatting correctly, A.
Right.
And B, he wasn't doing the movement of squat anymore because it was hurting his wheels. So he went back and started doing this little goblet squat, and all of a sudden, the miracle worker.
Right.
So here's the idea. If there's a basic human movement you're not doing, and you start doing it, let's go back to our 2-2-2 program. 2 weeks to learn the movement, 2 weeks to figure out the reps and sets, 2 weeks to figure out load. In 6 weeks, you might be a different person.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, very often.
And you know what's funny? I have just come to this revelation recently in my life at the ripe old age of 53 years old, that it's the movements that I have been shying away from, those are the ones that I need to finally attack. Those are the ones I need to get under my belt. And you know what? I hate doing walking lunges. And I know that that might be not the type of movement that you're talking about, but I hate doing walking lunges because I'm a klutz. And they're very difficult for me. All the more reason why I need to start doing them. I recently started doing step-ups. I hate doing step-ups. Rob Regish had me try doing step-ups with a straight bar on my back. Totally different movement than doing them with dumbbells at your side. I hate doing step-ups. But you know what? I'm going to do them because I don't want to. To me, if you don't want to do a movement, that's the one you should be doing. We have to take our last. I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
All right.
No, good. So you want? Well, let's pick it up on the other side. Okay, sit tight, Dan. The DVD is called Dan John Intervention Course Correction for the Athlete and Trainer. It is $129. It's a 3 DVD collection with inserts, lectures, handouts, everything. I mean, this is like a accredited course if you're serious about changing your body. Or helping your clients change their bodies. You must buy this DVD. If you're not investing in your trade, then it's not a trade. It's just a hobby. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Jill Escher and Pam Colleen on. They are fighting hard to make November National Sugar Awareness Month. Very, very much needed for those of us who realize that sugar is what ages us, what causes a lot of disease in this country. And we need to be more focused on cutting back on refined sugars in general. So we'll be doing that at the 1 o'clock hour. Right now we're finishing up the interview with Coach Dan John. His new DVD, Intervention, Course Corrections for the Athlete and Trainer, and I like to say and trainee, for those of you out there training yourselves. You can get it at DaveDraper.com. It's a worthy investment for any of you out there who are training yourself, especially. You know, Dan, it always shocks me. You or I would not have the gumption to buy a gi, put on a belt, and start teaching ourselves karate. We probably wouldn't have the gumption to do anything without being first trained at it. Typing, anything. I mean, you pick it, right? Yet, people believe that because they can buy a gym membership and because they can slide the plates on the end of the bar, that they're qualified to train with that weight because they're watching other people train with that weight. Very, very few people today invest a nickel into hiring a private a personal trainer, which in and of itself may be a mistake in some cases if that personal trainer is a train wreck looking to happen to you. Or more importantly, spending a nickel on a magazine, a book, a DVD, to teach themselves how to properly execute these moves to avoid injury and, more importantly, to actually make progress. Isn't it startling that there's no requirements to going in and deadlifting, for instance?
Well, the interesting thing you say that is that twice a week I go to Buddy Walker, Robert Walker III, pay him money, pay him a very good amount of money to train me. Most people don't know that. I have a personal trainer. Now, you might say, Dan, you've written, and people say, no, but you've written so many articles. Right. The person who trains himself has an idiot for a coach. And what Buddy makes me do is all this, like you said not too long ago, Buddy makes me do the crap I won't do.
Right.
Listen, I say this all the time. I mean, I'm going to the gym, especially if there's cute girls there. And if it was like a, I'll bench press, incline press, decline press, military press, one-arm press, and then seesaw press. Why? Dan John can press.
Right.
I'm impressive.
<There you go.
laughs> I can press. I mean, I can, you know, without training, I can bench more than most people ever would dream of in their entire life.
Right.
But I can go 5 years not bench press and out bench press everyone.
Right.
But that's not what I need. You know, I need to do that. Oh, there's these TRX. There's this thing he makes me do that just kills. It just breaks my heart to do them because I just look like such a clown. But it's a gap that I need to fill.
Right.
We do waiter's walks a lot. Now, listen, I could put a ton over my head, but I need to do waiter's walks. I need to do inchworms. That's where you, it's kind of like an ab wheel. You go on your hands. And
I love those, by the way. That, in my humble opinion, that's the only way to train your abs. If you look at the way the abdominal muscles are designed to prevent the spine from overextending itself, that is the right way to train your abs.
So we have, I mean, there's just about 12 to 15 things that we do, and I know that I won't do them. And it's just funny to think about some of the stuff we do because it's just such low-end stuff. But I know me. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. Somebody else has to make me do my weaknesses. You know, when I was a, you know, as a discus thrower, I knew what I was good at, but that didn't make me better as a discus thrower. So that's why I went to Utah State. Coach Mon had a brilliant insight about how one attacks the discus throw, and it was all the things I wasn't doing. And interesting enough, I was a master at throwing 10,000 throws, volume, but I wasn't good at quality.
Right.
Once I learned a quality throw, I realized, man, it's exhausting to throw. So, but you need someone to highlight that for you. Now, in this DVD intervention, I give you a toolkit, but maybe what you ought to do is sit down with somebody you trust, and they trust you, and the two of you intervene each other. And just ask the questions. And that's all the toolkit is.
Right.
It's just simple questions. Listen, if you're 45 years old and your goal is to be an American, on the Olympic team as an American gymnast, and you've never done gymnastics before, your goal is probably wrong. Okay? Especially if you're 6'3". But you know what? If your goal was to lose 20 pounds of body fat, no offense, but that's been done. People know how to do it.
Right.
So why not let's just look real quickly, in a way, and just see, are there ways we can attack the solution simply and easily? And that's honestly all intervention is. I'm almost embarrassed to say it. What a lot of people have looked at, a lot of the reviews are like people going, I know this. And we're talking about famous names in the strength industry. And then they slap their forehead and go, I knew this. I never thought that. So that's what makes me proudest about the whole intervention. Everybody knows everything. That's not true, by the way. But you just never thought about it.
Right.
And so some of the things, for example, I'm going to tell most people I know, I tell them to do pharma walks. Why? Have you ever done a pharma walk before? No. Well, let's do it then, because you've never done it before. In 3 weeks, you're better. Your goals are met.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, let's go ahead and plug the DVD one more time for those people who didn't get it. It's Dan John's new DVD collection. It's actually three DVD set. It's about 3.5 hours. It includes handouts expanded throughout PDF plus transcripts of lectures and MP3 audio files of his workshops that you can listen to while you're doing cardio if you want to. This is an amazing collection.
The MP3 was genius. That's Lurie Draper's idea. The MP3 is just genius. Because what it does is, most people have said, Pavel just emailed me and told me he loved it. And most people don't want to watch a DVD anymore. And I know it. I get DVDs by the hour.
Right.
But if you pop it in your car when you commute, you'll have it all listened to. Plus, we got the PDFs. You can go look at the stuff. Yeah, a lot of it's written. The whole thing is written out. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
The whole thing is typed out, plus additional articles, right, for clarity. Stuff I felt was important that really didn't. Sometimes when you make a DVD, there are things that you think are really important, but not here.
Right.
And so we put those things in it, too.
Right.
There are more journeys along that path. So yeah, I'm real proud of the product.
No, it's, I'll tell you something. This is a great thing. I mean, you can really get a lot out of this. And, like I said before, if you are advising other people, if you're training yourself and you're not spending a nickel to get some advice, you're really making a big mistake. And if you're training other people and you're not spending money to continue your education, then you're derelict of some of the basic duties of training other people, and that is that you constantly should be upgrading your knowledge, increasing their ability to reach their goals through your upgraded knowledge. Go to danjohn.net or davedraper.com, either location that you like to shop at, and pick the DVD collection up. Dan, sorry about yesterday, and sorry about starting late today. Unfortunately, if I could deadlift my problems away in this studio, my technical difficulties would not have been a problem today. So there you go.
Hey, I don't know how many times we talked, two or three, I think, but always an honor. It's been, I know for sure, 2 years ago, almost exactly, since I think our first talk, I think.
Probably.
But it's always been just great. Always enjoy the conversation.
And you know what show has changed more lives that you and I have done that I always get emails about? When we did the show about Litvinov, the squat and then sprint, you have no idea how many times every month I get 2-3 emails from somebody who says, I listened to that show, I started doing that. Dan John is insane. You guys are crazy, but it's changed my life. I'm so much stronger now. I'm so much healthier now. That show that we did on the Litfi squat, and then also the Eagle. What was the move that you talked about on that show also? It's like a
farmer walk, front squat workout.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's
good stuff.
Not a fun one.
Good stuff. Hey, yeah. Dan, thanks for being on the show today.
Anytime. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and assuming that the gods of technology don't punish me further, we'll be back on the air in just a minute with Pam Colleen and Jill Escher. We're talking about November being National Sugar Awareness Month. Somebody had to do it, and these girls stepped up to take on the challenge. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnaboleicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboleicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnaboleicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboleicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Just want to mention, Orbit Nutrition is now offering Superhuman Radio listeners an exclusive additional 5% discount on everything that they have over there. Over 1,000 products available at orbitnutrition.com. Lowest prices on the internet, fastest shipping, most reliable supplier out there today. Get an additional 5% off. They're already low, low prices when you use the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR, the number 5. Check them out. go to orbitnutrition.com. Support the sponsors of the show because they make the show possible. Okay. We know that sugar is poison, but the majority of people don't understand that. Just look at the rate of obesity. If we're going to beat down obesity before 2030, when it's assumed that half the population will be obese, we have to start to become aware of the things that make people obese. My next guests, Jill Escher and Pam Colleen, who has been on the show numerous times, the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. Welcome to the show, girls.
Thanks, hi, Carl. Thanks for having us.
And you are really biting off a big, big task here. And I say that not fictitiously either. The reality is that you have working against you powers that are very, very strong. The corn refiners industry, the sugarcane industry. I mean, you have everybody out there that is literally feeding the average American. I think it's estimated 180 pounds of sugar, refined sugars a year now. And you are taking on the task of saying to people, hey, pay attention to the sugar. Have you gotten any backflack at all about this new campaign? Jill, why don't you answer the question?
Sure. Well, certainly this is like David versus Goliath, to say the least. But, you know, no, it's been a very grassroots campaign on one level, but on another level, we're beginning to get involvement from several academic quarters, from several physicians, very mainstream people who understand that sugar addiction is a really big part of today's epidemics. So it's professionals and grassroots activists kind of working together. And, you know, no, I mean, we don't hear anything directly from the industries, but, you know, their marketing campaigns are billions and billions of dollars, and, you know, they can drown out little voices very, very easily. So, you know, it's going to take some time before we get the groundswell of support, before we have a substantial voice.
The website is endsugaraddiction.com for those of you who want to go check it out and get involved. I think it's ironic that we do this interview on the heels of a day where it's estimated 600 million pounds of candy are distributed to young children. Now, Pam, you write about sugar in your book, Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, because is there anything more addictive than sugar out there?
Oh, there are lots of addictive substances out there, but I'd say in terms of the one that is the most pervasive, that would be sugar. You know, really, sugar is, in many respects, a gateway drug, because as we abuse sugar, and even carbohydrates in general, I mean, it can set us up physiologically for other addictions, because essentially what it does is it weakens our biochemistry.
You know, we did our very, very first show on glucose signaling, which it causes the premature aging of cells 2.5 or 3 years ago. It's clear that sugar is not a good thing. When we look at past civilizations that are now lost civilizations, we go back to the Egyptians. We actually did a show recently trying to parallel the lost civilizations and current state of the United States and really North America. We find that we are doing a lot of the same things that the Egyptians did. They loved sugar and sweets, and they suffered for it. In fact, they had to invent a toothbrush. So if that gives you any hint. But what is it going to take? I mean, do you really think people in a society today where they are trying to fight for the right to be obese and to be obese and have people not and make the world more comfortable for their obesity, do you think that you're going to get a lot of people who are going to say, you know what, this is an important subject? Jill, could you answer that question, please?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I certainly would agree with the idea that, you know, we don't judge people by their body shape. But if it was just about body shape and weight, I don't think any of us would care that much.
Right.
It's just that obesity today is fatal disease tomorrow, or if not fatal, very expensive and debilitating and disabling disease tomorrow. So, you know, I'm not down on people for how they look, but if people are engaging in behaviors that go on to create a very preventable set of diseases, I think it's a problem, both financially for our country and in terms of just the human toll and the pain it causes. So, You know, what's it going to take? Personally, I think we won't make very much headway until the medical community gets a clue. And the medical community, unfortunately, is largely, although not completely, in the dark ages about the addictive nature of sugar. Sure, they know that sugar is bad for us, but they don't routinely, by any stretch of the imagination, tell their obese and diabetic patients, hey, you know, this is a very addictive substance. This is a slow-motion poison. We have to get you on a program to basically pull the syringe out of your arm so you can get healthy again. That's what it's going to take. And, you know, people trust their doctors. They really do.
That alone is a big mistake that I rail against in this show all the time.
I know.
Trusting your doctor, you know.
No offense
to the handful of well-meaning doctors out there. Don't get me wrong. But by and large, most doctors don't think nutrition plays any role in the etiology of any disease. If they did, before they would administer glucophage or metformin, they would tell their patient, you need to see a dietitian and cut out all carbs because you are carbohydrate intolerant at this point
Absolutely.
In your life. And they don't.
Yeah, and the irony of it all is I've just been listening to the rally that's going on in Silver Spring, Maryland today. Michael Schmidt, our raw milk farmer, is down there. And, you know, a group of women carted in some raw milk, illegally, of course, from Pennsylvania into Maryland, and they're sitting outside of the FDA's office right now and waiting to see whether or not they're going to get arrested and so on. Anyway, the irony, of course, is here they've demonized this healthful product and, you know, basically glorified things like Coca-Cola and saying, go ahead and drink all the Coke you want. But you know what? This raw milk, oh my goodness, it's going to kill you.
Well, but that's my point here. You know, I talk about these issues day in and day out. And I've come to the conclusion that the only way for us to change anything is for people to become aware and vote with their dollars. And this is a very, very hard task to unify opinions because the mainstream media, is the outlet for all of this misinformation, and people are confused, quite frankly. Look, I don't say that people are sinister. Oh, you know, I'm going to listen to my doctor because I want to hurt myself. People are confused. I mean, just recently, I had a listener write to me and say that either on the Dr. Oz show, no, the doctors, on the doctor's show, one of the physicians on the doctor's TV show said patently, well, you know, the jury is still out on whether sugar has any real link to diabetes. And I'm thinking to myself, either he's completely corrupt or he's ignorant. And neither of those are acceptable when you are talking to millions of people.
Right. Yes, but the sugar lobby is very, very powerful. And, you know, the report that was published by the World Health Organization in 2003, Carl, where they basically said, you know, people need to reduce their consumption of sugar, and not just sugar, but processed foods in general, because the report concluded that processed foods were causing heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and so on. And so what happened was is the sugar lobby was so miffed at this report that they threatened the American government and said they would cut their funding if they didn't get the World Health Organization to retract the study.
Wait, cut what funding?
Well, the World Health Organization takes money from governments, from countries.
Oh, so you mean the American government, in support of the companies that they protect and not provide oversight to instead, that they protect, threatened the WHO and said, if you keep saying bad things about sugar, we're going to cut your funding.
And the sugar lobby threatened the U.S. government and said, we're going to cut your funding if you don't get them to retract
the statement. But that's what I'm saying. What money does the sugar lobbies give? So in other words, you mean funding to their campaigns?
Sure, whatever kind of lobby money they come up with. And so it became this huge game back in 2003 when this report came out, but the evidence is quite clear, and, you know, there were a lot of scientists who were out there saying, you know, it's the processed foods that are causing these diseases. You know, cut them back. And you mentioned the media, Carl, and you're absolutely right. When you look at the advertising on television, you know who is pressuring the talking heads on the news. You know that the talking heads cannot say certain things because it hurts their sponsors. And so clearly this information is very difficult to get out. When the World Health Organization published that report, there was only a blip about that in the media, a tiny little blip.
Yeah. And it is sad. You're right. And it's because the people who are buying advertising on those TV stations and in those newspapers, they end up making the policy for those TV stations and newspapers. And that's why they favor some stories over others. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. You can learn more by going to endsugaraddiction.com. We're talking about National Sugar Awareness Day, which was ironically October 30th. But we really need to stretch this into a month-long story because we have to keep talking about this. People need to understand. You want to avoid disease, you don't need drugs. You just need to choose your foods a little more wisely. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Pam Colleen and Jill Escher. We're talking about National Sugar Awareness Day, which was October 30th, but really we need to stretch it out to a month-long message because, you know, it was Dr. Paul Dudley White, I think, that first wrote about sugar and the dangers of high consumptions of sweeteners back in the 30s, shortly after he started the American Heart Association. And back then, not only did he write about Procter & Gamble's first hydrogenated oil, Crisco, he wanted people to return to raw animal fats and abandon corn oil and hydrogenated oils, but he also said that the reason for heart attack had nothing to do with what people thought. It had to do with the overconsumption of sweeteners, of sugars, and hydrogenated oil. He was right about both of these on both counts. No one listened. No one listened to him. Obviously, they couldn't hear him because the companies that make money producing sweeteners and sugars and so on drowned out his message. So this is not a new message, folks. A lot of people dying.
And even Professor John Yudkin as well from the United Kingdom, he also came forward and said, you know, it's sugar that's the real culprit here. And unfortunately, it was Dr. Ansel Keys in the 1950s who got the media attention. And the real difference between the two of them, Professor Yudkin and Dr. Ansel Keys, was that Dr. Ansel Keys was very charismatic. He had quite an outgoing personality, and the media really liked him. So they took to his story that it was animal fat and cholesterol that had joined the dark side and was causing heart disease. And Professor John Yudkin, on the other hand, he was very shy and very quiet, and the media didn't take to him too well. And essentially, that's one of the components as well that made it so that it became very sexy that we blame animal fat and cholesterol over sugar.
How do we avoid sugar? I mean, really, when you think about it, unless, and I mean, it's a rhetorical question, too. Mm-hmm. Unless you're shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, if you're going down the aisles and buying anything, there's loads and loads of sugar in everything. I mean, let's forget about candy for a second. I'm not talking about naturally occurring sugars like in raw milk and things like that. What do people need to do, Jill?
Good question, and this is really where the rubber meets the road. I mean, I can tell you a little bit about my story and what I recommend to people. And I was a sugar addict for at least four decades, and really, and this is why I'm so interested in sugar addiction awareness, it never dawned on me that I had an actual chemical addiction that entire time. And I'm a fairly educated person, but I thought, like most of the millions of people with a sugar problem, that I just liked sugar, or I had a sweet tooth, or sugar was just sort of part of, you know, a natural, you know, way of eating. It never occurred to me that I was eating it compulsively every single day because I was basically an alcoholic with this white stuff. And that's exactly what I was. I was an addict. I could not help myself. That sugar had control over me. I didn't have control over it. And while I never became, you know, really obese, I was overweight, and I became, you know, increasingly debilitated by it as I edged into my 40s. And just through a series of events I talk about in my book, which is called Farewell Club Permachub, A Sugar Addict's Guide to Easy Weight Loss, I came to the conclusion, which was really obvious in retrospect, that I had an addiction and that I didn't have to diet, I didn't have to cut calories, I didn't have to beat myself up for having no willpower, and I didn't have to, like, run a marathon. What I really had to do was treat this addiction. I had to recover from this biochemical problem. And, you know, just like with drugs and just like with alcohol, the cure to sugar addiction is basically not eating sugar. And so you're asking, how is it realistic for people to avoid sugar? You know, and that's basically what I talk about in the book. It is realistic. I mean, if I could do it, you know, somebody who ate sugar basically every single day for four decades.
Okay, I have to ask you a different question now, Joe, because I've actually done shows about this.
Yeah.
There are people who will have two or three heart attacks and not correct their lifestyle choices until they finally die. Then there's somebody who gets the warning that they're having a heart attack and they change. They become, through metamorphosis, they change into a healthier person and they become a zealot for life and so on and so forth. So how do you, because you realize what the challenge is here. With television shows like Mike and Molly, you know, making jokes about, you know, eating lots of sweets and being, you know, there used to be a term, morbidly obese, which implied that your obesity was so bad it was shortening your life. You were going to die from it. No one talks about morbid obesity any longer. Now it's just obesity. But your challenge is, how do you even get people to wake up and go, wow? You know, because I have to believe that anybody listening to your what you just said just now, who has not had this life epiphany occur, is thinking, oh, come on, addicted to sugar. Oh, please. You know what? You people need to get lives. That's what they're thinking. Because they don't think that. They don't think it's an addiction. It's, oh, it's just sugar, for crying out. I don't have to eat sugar every day if I don't want to. How do you get to them? How do you get to those people?
Well, I do think that there are some people, just like alcoholics. Listen, we all acknowledge that alcohol is addictive to some people who are susceptible.
Yes.
And even then, you know, most people who get dragged into alcoholism don't see it in themselves. They have to hit, you know, some sort of bottom or have some sort of crazy intervention, you know, to kick alcohol and go through some sort of 12-step process or other recovery program. It's incredibly hard. And, you know, I didn't hit bottom, but I will say, you know, I have two disabled children. Two out of my three children are disabled. And I basically have to live forever. And
right.
I found that, for me, that was kind of my hitting bottom, my realizing I have to be healthy, I have to be on top of my game, I have to live till I'm 100, and, you know, being able to run laps when I'm 100.
Right.
So for me, you know, that was the prime motivation. It wasn't about, like, you know, getting skinny, although I did, you know, lose a lot of weight.
How much weight did you lose, Jill? I know that's not the emphasis here, but how much weight did you lose?
Yeah, I lost 34 pounds in about 4 months.
Wow.
And, you know, I had never been able to lose weight with any sense of ease before.
So what
steps
did you take to cut sugar cut sugar back on your diet? I mean, how did you do it?
Yeah, well, I will tell you, I needed a miracle. Like every addict, you need a miracle. And my miracle was going, frankly, to an Overeaters Anonymous meeting in my neighborhood. And at those meetings, people who usually call themselves compulsive overeaters, which is not how I identified myself, but nevertheless, you know, they tell their stories. And there was this one guy who told his recovery story from being 305 pounds, going down to 155 pounds, not by dieting and not by exercise, but by basically changing, he said, the stuff between his ears, right? Getting it into his head that he had a disease, he had to recover, he didn't have to count calories. And he went through the whole 12-step process, and he went from being a very depressed, very obese man to being light on his feet, tap dancing, and happy. And watching him tell his story, it was like that fairy godmother with a wand, just sort of tapping on my head saying, Jill, that's your problem. Yes, he's a lot bigger than you. Yes, his problem was a lot worse than yours. But it's the same type of issue. It's the same series of compulsions. And I got it, you know. I'm a research, you know, kind of nerd, geek, whatever. And I started researching sugar addiction. And I realized, you know what? People are doing brain scans and seeing that brain scans of people who are, you know, obese and compulsively eating junk food look the same as a heroin addict.
Right.
I'm like, you know, that's me. Yeah, I'm not a heroin addict. It's not as bad. I'm not as, you know, whacked out. But I have the same kind of helplessness, and it's biochemical.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with me though, you know, when I grew up literally, you know, sugar addicted from birth. And, you know, I remember growing up as a child and polishing off, you know, a box of fudgesicles or creamsicles, you know, and drinking tons of orange juice. And, I mean, I had sugar all around me growing up as a child. But then in my early 20s, I collapsed with chronic fatigue. And so now, you know, I work with a lot of people who are sugar addicted and have all sorts of mood disorders, you name it. And I can tell you the commonality among a lot of the people I work with is this pervasive sugar addiction problem. It's very, very hard on adrenal function. And when the adrenals are dysfunctioning, of course, it has a devastating effect on mood, energy, thought, sleep, everything.
Okay, let's do this. We have to take a commercial break. Pam, when we come back, I want to have you kind of weigh in on maybe some of the markers, the signs that people should be looking for that point to the possibility of a sugar addiction. We're talking today with Pam Colleen and Jill Escher about National Sugar Awareness Month. We want to stretch this out to the month. Who knows? Maybe the month of November could be the month. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking today with Pam Colleen, author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and Jill Escher, author of Farewell Club Permachub, a sugar addict's guide to easy weight loss. I like that. Club Permachub.
It's silly.
Anybody who's ever shopped in the Husky department knows what that's all about. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
That was me as a kid. Okay, so, Pam, we know that foods have an effect, drug-like effect, on the brain. It's discussed in depth in your book. What are some of the signs that people should take note of for themselves and maybe for their children as well? That point to, hey, you know, you may be carbohydrate insensitive. I mean, intolerant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there are going to be several signs. I think the most common sign, and Jill, you can weigh in on this as well, but the most common sign that I see is this jitteriness, this irritability
where people are crashing and they absolutely have to eat something, and they tend to gravitate towards something sugary or starchy in order to bring their blood sugar up quickly, which is, of course, very devastating to your biochemistry to do that. So for the people who are experiencing this type of irritability and do gravitate to more of these starchy foods, these sugary foods, the emphasis is taken away from eating a wholesome meal that is far more stabilizing to their biochemistry instead. So I think, Jill, that's probably the number one symptom I would see on my list. I don't know about you.
What do you think, Jill?
Well, generally speaking, there are a lot of different ways to look at it. But if you just look at the dictionary and you look at the definition of addiction, it says, you know, an addiction is basically, you know, the habitual or continued behavior of some sort of detrimental behavior that you're unable to stop, despite the adverse consequences of the behavior. So anybody who says, oh, yeah, sugar's not addictive, well, I challenge them, go 3 days without sugar. Go 3 days without sugar. And they can't do it, even if they're diabetic, even if they're pre-diabetic, even if they have cardiovascular disease, even if they're obese. They can't do it. So they know the consequences of it. They know.
And it's interesting. Your story is so interesting, Jill, because, and I'll let you tell it again in a second, but, you know, when I read the book Sugar Blues by Bill Duffy, he affirmed that in his book. He was in denial about his sugar addiction. And then he decided, cold turkey, I'm going to go off sugar. And he went through withdrawal for, I think it was 3 days, just as you describe. And I think you described that for yourself as well as what happened to you, right?
What was the withdrawal like, Jill?
Oh, for me, it was mostly severe cravings and preoccupation, fatigue and irritability. So I had to build this, and I think any addict has to do this around their substance of abuse. I had to build this kind of Teflon force field around, you know, sugar and junk food, which was still in my house because I live with a bunch of people who still eat a certain amount of junk, including starches. So you have to build that force field, and you build that force field around the food, like you just cannot touch it, through, you know, this process of, you know, for example, going to a place like Overeaters Anonymous and getting that inspiration, or, you know, having a really supportive nutritionist or physician or a supportive friend, or just educating yourself about, you know, how bad, not necessarily how bad the sugar is, we know that, but how addictive it is and how poisonous over the long term it
is. Jill, was your family supportive? Because this becomes a problem for many of us. Your family supportive when you said, look, I'm addicted to sugar and I'm going to treat it like a drug? Did they make light of it? Did they say, okay, we're on board with this, we'll help you?
They thought I was nuts.
Yeah, see? And that's my fear.
There was no help.
See, this is the problem. I experienced that firsthand. I was over 300 pounds when I took hold of my health and changed my health. I found that in the beginning people were tolerant, but then they were like, "Okay, enough is enough now." You know, I actually had someone say to me they liked me better when I was fat, and I said, "But I'd die that way."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I see a lot of denial out there. People really think that sugar is a benign substance, and that it's really, you know, when you're overweight or obese or you have any kind of chronic illness, unfortunately, people view you as being weak, and that, you know, you're almost deserving of being in this state of imbalance. I mean, I know that's how I was treated when I had chronic fatigue, is people just don't understand sickness, and they can be very judgmental, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember having a family dinner with some extended family shortly after I started my sugar crusade, and dessert came out at the end of dinner, and it was beautiful, you know, pie and ice cream. And I said, no, I'm sorry, you know, I can't have it. I'm allergic to that stuff. I just can't have it. And, you know, the other family members were saying, Jill, you're so militant about this, right?
Just because you didn't want to have dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you got to be militant, you know, because if I'm not, I'll have that piece and I'll slam right back into my addiction.
I remember a mother I spoke to once who was from, I think, either Amish or Mennonite colony, and she left. She left the colony because she wanted to make sure her kids were eating right, and she didn't want them to eat sugar. And because she was one of the moms who wouldn't let her kids eat sugar, she was accused of being a bad mother.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. When you don't go with the flow, I've had those same experiences. I was drinking too much water. I shouldn't have been doing, you know, it's like I wouldn't eat certain foods, and I remember being ridiculed about it. And people's attitudes generally are, if you stand your ground, you're a zealot or you're a fanatic. I had someone actually call me a food Nazi because I didn't want to eat the foods that they were eating. And what it is, people really don't want you to have success in this area because then it puts a burden of responsibility on them that they can also have this success, and they really don't want to take on that task. They'd rather just be unhealthy and obese and so on. Because they want, you know what? I read an article just the other day and published it on the website that, you know, doctors are finally coming around to understand that the leptin and other hormones play a crucial role in satiety and overeating. But the article is condoning drug interventions need to be developed to help people when their hormone levels are not favorable to lose weight. And it's always about drugs. You need drugs. And it's nonsense. And it's one of these articles that yet again gives people an excuse. That you wouldn't do that to an alcoholic or a heroin addict. You wouldn't say, it's okay, drink, it's not your fault. No, but we do it with food all the time. And that's because obesity and the health problems that it leads to are somewhat innocuous. See, you know, you really don't see, Bob still shows up for work on time. Sure, he's, you know, takes a long time for him to get up the stairs, but he still shows up on work. If work, he's still actively doing the things. Meanwhile, his body is rotting inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I see this too, though, Carl, with people who are debilitated with chronic fatigue and depression, anxiety, sleep problems, and so on, is that the mood disorders happen very slowly and insidiously over time. When I crashed with chronic fatigue, I literally crashed overnight. I got an infection. And the next day I was just not right, and I stayed very, very sick for 12 years. And it sounds ironic, but it's actually a good thing that it happened to me that quickly, because I knew that there was something very physically wrong with me and that it wasn't a mental problem. But the vast majority of the people that I work with who have chronic fatigue or other mood disorders, you know what? They don't even know. They don't even know that they have chronic fatigue. They just know something's not right.
Yeah, they're used to living in that slow gear.
Exactly, and the brain fog is normalized, you know, because it happened very, very slowly. But, right. You know, I see couples who are on the verge of divorce because, you know, one of the spouses can't get off the couch. They're absolutely exhausted, but that's not the person that they married. They married somebody who was highly energized and very positive with life, very productive with life, and unfortunately over years of deficiencies and toxicities building, you know, they can't get off the couch and contribute to the family any longer. And this is just tragic.
Yeah, and you know what? Good, I'm sorry, Jill.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, the reason that we don't see this stuff is because, and that we're kind of blind to it and a little bit kind of brainwashed about it. You know, sugar is seen as so normal.
Right.
You know, refined sugar is seen as just a normal staple ingredient. Everyone has it in their kitchen. You see it on the label. It's, oh, it's just sugar. And, you know, what people don't have is any perspective, any historical perspective or biological perspective on this. You know, if we, you know, Pam talks about this quite a bit very well, that, you know, a couple hundred years ago, you know, having a little bit of sugar was an incredible, expensive treat, or it was seen as a medicine. That was just a couple hundred years ago. I mean, humans have been around for 2 million years.
Right.
So, you know, to say that we're now eating, you know, 160 to 180 pounds of sugar a year when, you know, a teaspoon was considered a treat, mm-hmm. you know, way just, you know, a couple hundred years ago, that's an amazing change. It's an astonishing change. This is not a food. It's a refined, highly potent extract.
But let's face it. The reason that sugar is so successful and the reason that companies want to prosper in the sugar market is because it is addictive. It's no different than the tobacco industry pushing cigarettes at people, knowing that once they got them hooked, they would smoke for the rest of their lives. And sugar is no different. Let's face it. You're not going to go into a business
where nobody wants your product. If anything, you'd love to go into a business where people become addicted to your product, because because then your industry is solidified forever and ever. And that's what sugar has done. Look at it. Every single year, we consume more sugar every single year as the years go by. I think back in the day when Dr. Dudley White wrote his article, he was complaining that people were eating 30 pounds of sugar a year. And now we've added 120 pounds a year to that since then, just in the 30s. So, you know, that should tell you something. When consumption continues to rise, something is wrong. Because we can't, no one needs that much sugar. It doesn't do anything for you. And one only need look at the rising rate of sugar consumption. It parallels obesity. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, of course, we've got the high fructose corn syrup now, which is really contributing to all sorts of other problems that are, you know, there are problems that are associated with sugar, the fine white powder, but it seems to be worsened by, of course, the high fructose corn syrup, which is contributing even more so to diabetes and even fatty liver disease.
Yes, you know what? High fructose corn syrup is a terrible, terrible product. It is destroying us as a society. It produces a faster production of body fat than does table sugar. However, the corn refiners industry is lobbying and spending millions of dollars so that they can rename it so that it's stealth and you don't even know that you're using it anymore. So make no bones about it. No one cares about your health if you don't care about it. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Jill Escher and Pam Colleen about National Sugar Awareness Month. Let's make it a whole month. Let's make it the month of November. Let's talk about sugar and the problems with sugar consumption. And in our own homes, let's clean out some of the sugar. Let's get rid of it. And absolutely, if you have children, you must do this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Tryptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, effects. Estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more. You'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that Orbit Nutrition now offers an additional 5% discount off their already low, low prices to my listeners when you use the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR, the number 5, at checkout. Receive an additional 5% off. Thousands of products, ship international. Most reliable company to buy your supplements from, orbitnutrition.com. Check them out. My guests this hour, Jill Escher and Pam Killeen, we're talking about National Sugar Awareness Month. Actually, it was National Sugar Awareness Day. I started saying month, and I think Jill agreed with me that we probably should carry this conversation on for an entire month, not just one day, because it really is the root of a lot of disease in this country. Yeah. And, you know, talking about health care without talking about why people get sick in the first place is tantamount to me coming into your home while it's burning to the ground and talking to you about the color that we should paint the walls once the fire goes out. It's like, you know what? Let's save the people first. And then once the fire is out, we can talk about painting the walls. Right now, let's save the people.
Yeah, and I think we can talk about the breaking point and the tipping point here, too, because I think we are reaching a breaking point. I think people are starting to catch on to how we're being misled by marketers, by corrupt science, you know, by the people that are supposed to be taking care of our health. I mean, we have billions of dollars going into healthcare, and look at how sick we are. So there's a clear disconnect going on. And then we have the tipping point that how can we change supply and demand so that we can minimize the effects of these, you know, very corrupt entities out there. And I think Jill said something interesting to me recently about some more work that's surfacing from academia. I think, Jill, you had mentioned that there's more books coming out in the near future as well, and that will also help us lead to this this breaking point and then the tipping point.
Yeah, a number of prominent people are, you know, as we speak, writing books about sugar and to an extent about the addictive properties of sugar. And, you know, Gary Tobbs, of course, is one. Dr. Robert Lessig.
Right.
And
he says sugar is poison.
Yeah.
I like
especially
that.
About the fructose. Yeah. He's so wonderful. And the Yale Red Center for Obesity is they're publishing a book about sugar addiction. So I think there's going to be, you know, a little bit more kind of mainstream movement towards, you know, the understanding of it.
What should people do, Jill? What conversations should the average person have at the water cooler to help forward this effort?
Good question. Well, I think that the first thing, you know, people have to do really is help themselves, because no one's going to believe, you know, what we're saying. No one's going to believe sugar addiction if people themselves can't find a way to treat themselves. And the first thing they have to do is really try to, you know, find their own recovery. And, you know, in my book and in so many books, there are lots of ways that people can do it. And I would just give you quickly off the top of my head some of my top things people should know about. You know, the first thing is really don't listen to, you know, the mainstream science. Listen to your body. Listen to yourself. Know that this sugar has control over you rather than the other way around, as it should be. Know that you have a problem with sugar and it's making you sick. And if you're not sick yet, you know, you will be. So take it seriously and, you know, make a determination that you want to try to treat yourself and try to recover from this problem. Understand that it's very biochemical and it's not only part of our neurotransmitter
problem that this stuff hijacks our neurotransmitters like drugs do. It's also a problem, as you mentioned, with leptin signaling. It's a problem with insulin. There's a problem with gut flora. There's so many things going on in the body that sugar affects and that kind of feed this addiction. Know that it's not your willpower. Know that this is a biochemical problem, a very multidimensional biochemical problem. And then after you've gone through that kind of period of acceptance and really wanting to deal with it, I strongly, strongly suggest that people get help. And that could be through a group like Overeaters Anonymous. It could be through a nutritionist. It could be through an inspired doctor or naturopath.
But what happens when you go to a nutritionist that's taught and schooled by the American Dietetic Association?
Carl, let me tell you. Let me tell you one of the biggest things that I see, because I do work hands-on with people. One of the greatest antidotes for sugar addiction is to increase your consumption of animal fat.
Right.
And I can tell you, the more that I see people do that, they have no problem curbing their sugar addiction. The cravings just disappear for most people as soon as they start increasing their animal fats. The problem is, of course, is people don't know what I mean by, how much, what is the quantity. And certainly if you're of European descent, you should be getting about 70% of your calories from animal fat. So fear not your butter. Fear not your meat and your eggs.
Wait a minute. But it must be said that you should always, when possible, source out animal fats from animals that are fed natural diets like grass-fed beef and so on.
That's why we love you so much, Carl, because you always are so great at pointing that out, and I 100% agree with you. Let's get those farmers back in business. Let's get the pasture-raised animal sources.
Yes, because absolutely. These are anti-inflammatory fats, not pro-inflammatory fats. These are omega-3s that have been shown to actually cause senses of well-being to a greater degree than antidepressants in people who are depressed. It's the animal fat that the media and the scientists have made us afraid of that is part of the push-pull of the etiology of these diseases today.
Right.
So you cannot just walk away from that. How successful were you, Jill? And we're coming to the end of the interview, but how successful were you to get people to adopt this idea that for Halloween that they wouldn't hand out sweets? That we talked about that on the show on Friday.
We heard from quite a number of people, really from all around the country, who had decided to hand out something else or celebrate in an alternative way. And, that's wonderful. We had a lot of people participate in our blogathon and write about having a healthy and happy Halloween. I mean, Halloween has basically been taken over by what I call the Choco Industrial Complex. It's like,
yeah.
It didn't used to be about candy. How did it become about candy?
I know.
And I say every day in America is now Halloween. Kids have an average of 22 teaspoons of sugar a day, added sugar a day. So it's redundant to have a holiday that's all about passing out candy.
Yeah.
We can completely redefine Halloween.
Do you see the children today, especially the younger children? I noticed this last night. The young children are almost crazed looking. It's almost like I remember studying addiction in psychology in college. And one of the aspects of addiction is actually when you go to get your drug of choice. The euphoria starts then. The excitement of going and getting it, how it's going to feel when you get it and you start using it. That actually is part of addiction. I was watching these young children. It's so good thing there's parents with them. They would run in front of cars. They were so excited to get and unengaging. They wouldn't even look at you. You'd open the door and say, "Hey, happy Halloween." And all they looked at was the candy. They didn't look up at you and say hi. They looked at the candy. They watched what you put in their bag. They looked down at the bag. They ran away. It was that same thrill of what they call copping in drug abuse that these children had, the excitement that they were gathering all this sugar.
Mm-hmm. And then you try to take it away from them just like a drug addict and just look at their reaction.
Parents won't do that. They won't do that because that's a fight right there.
You know what I always say? It's a fine white powder. Sugar is a fine white powder. Right there, that should tell people to stay away from it.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Let's go ahead and plug the books again. Of course, Pam, your book, I always get emails from people after they read it because they don't realize how amazing the book is when it details all different aspects of nutrition. Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, Common Sense Solutions for Our Number One Health Problem, which is available at Amazon.com. And then also, Jill, your book, which is called Farewell Club Permachub. A Sugar Addict's Guide to Easy Weight Loss, also available at Amazon.com. Now, is that caricature a caricature of you on the cover, Pam?
Oh, no, I mean Jill,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look like that caricature, but the important thing is that she has that gremlin popping out of her head, and that gremlin's grabbing for the donut and salivating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to say, that's what it feels like to be a sugar addict. You have this gremlin in your head that's pulling all the strings, and you just got to kill that gremlin.
You know what I find?
I like that. I like that, Jill.
You know what I find interesting, Pam? If you poll 100 women who suffer from fibromyalgia, you will find that 75 to 80% of them crave and indulge their cravings in sugar all day long. They eat candy, hard candy, cookies, ice cream, all day long. They eat candy and sugar.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about an inflammatory condition, and what contributes to increased inflammation, of course, is not just sugar, but an overall increased consumption in plant-based foods.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Anyway, listen, I want to thank you both. This is a wonderful campaign that you're embarking on. I hope that we can talk about it all month long. I think that one day is not enough to shine the light on this subject, because this really would eliminate a lot of disease in this country. And if people would become aware that sugar should be treated like a drug. It really should, because it has drug-like effects.
I agree.
Thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Another episode is completed. We've got lots of great shows for the rest of the week for you, so please tune in. Don't forget, Thursday, we will have another episode of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.